are you devoted to? Hello there, this is Pastor Pete Pavelic. Thank you so much for joining me for this edition of the Daily Devo. As always, let me encourage you to go over to my website, pastorpete.org, and there you'll find a ton of resources that can help you in your journey and on your walk. You can sign up for the Daily Devo email to have these delivered right to your inbox. You can contact me, connect with me, find links to our social media, learn about upcoming trips, all kinds of cool stuff over there at pastorpete.org. Today, I have been reflecting in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, and I want to just talk a little bit about this one thing we should all be devoted to, but I have a feeling if we're honest with each other, I know when I'm honest with myself, I'm not as devoted to this thing as I should. So here's what it says, again, Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Devote yourselves to prayer. Stay alert in it with thanksgiving. And then Paul goes on from there to ask the church in Colossae to pray for him, to pray that he would be bold with his mission and with the gospel and for other things. But he says, devote yourselves to prayer. Stay alert in it with thanksgiving. There are three things here that struck me today, three things that I've been dwelling on and thinking about. First is that word devote. Devote yourself to this. This should be a part of who you are. We know that other places in Scripture tell us that we should pray without ceasing. That is being devoted to this communication. It's a two-way communication between the Father and between us, and how lucky we are to have a God who listens to us, a God who hears us, a God who knows we're there and cares enough about us to be devoted to us in a way that allows us to communicate with him, which is incredible. So he says, be devoted to this. And I think if there's anything from this text that we can take, that you can take, that I can take, it's that we can all be a little more devoted to this communication, that we can go to the Lord, that we can point people to the Lord. Just recently, I was having a conversation with one of my kids, and I just said, you just need to pray about this. Rather than giving them the answer, I want to point them to the Lord so they learn to be devoted to the Lord and know they can go to the Lord with everything they've got. We should be devoted to it and encourage others to do that as well. Then he says, stay alert. And I think a lot of times we just kind of put our prayer life on autopilot. We put our prayer on autopilot. We have our list. We run through our things. We say the same thing we said yesterday. And we're not really alert. But he says, stay alert. Be devoted and stay alert. So I want to encourage you in your time with the Lord today to be alert. Be listening for the Lord. Be alert for the prompting of the Spirit to pray for something different. My wife and I have been praying every night together before we go to bed for some time, and that's one thing I've really been working on. I want to be alert. I don't want that just to be kind of an end of the day thing that we just go home, just kind of go through the motions with. We want to be alert in our prayer time. And then he says, in it, be alert in it with thanksgiving. We want our prayer time to be a time of thanksgiving. We should always make our prayer time about that. We have so much to be thankful for. Be devoted, be alert, be thankful, and pray to God today. He hears you. Come over and visit me at pastorpete.org. Can't wait to see you tomorrow for the Daily Devo.